Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for tuning in once again. At this time, we're going to turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. We want to have a word of prayer, for we know that prayer changes things. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving and praise.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Your goodness and mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Jesus.
Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
Jesus, make a way,
it out, Lord Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have your way.
Your will.
Not our will. Yes, Jesus. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Have your way, Lord.
Help somebody, oh Lord. Help somebody call upon your name. You
yes,
said, for
Jesus.
Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe
that's
your word today.
We believe
take
right
that
now.
Your word.
Take Lord, that your
you
word.
Will perform that you have committed in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Oh my God, we're depending on you. Continue to have your
Lord.
Way. Let your
have
will
way,
be
Lord.
Done. We pray
yes,
that you
Jesus.
Continue to look upon my dad. Such is
yes,
God.
Lord. Such is
body.
Body. Yes, Lord, heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Right now, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Encourage him, Lord.
Encourage him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Right now, Lord. Encourage your Lord. Yes, Jesus. Please, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He
has blessed us, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Your will, Lord.
Strengthen
right
her,
now.
Strengthen her, oh Lord. Have your
Do
way,
Lord.
Jesus.
Have
upon
your way,
the
Jesus.
Entire Edmund family.
Right now,
us,
Lord.
Help us,
yes,
oh
Jesus.
Lord. We need
yes,
your
Lord.
Help. We want
yes,
to go
Jesus.
Through. We want to stand. We want
help,
to do
Lord.
Your will.
Yes,
help,
Jesus.
Oh Lord. The way you
Do
want
it.
Us to be. Move,
yes.
Jesus.
Jesus,
by your
Jesus.
Spirit. We're
yes,
waiting
Lord.
On you. We
waiting on you.
Right now, Lord.
We need
right
you,
now,
Jesus.
Lord.
Right now. Yes, Lord.
Here,
Lord.
In
the
name
of Jesus.
Jesus. We're making our supplication unto you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus. Have your way. Yes, Lord.
You know what we have need of. You know our prayer tonight.
You know, Jesus.
You know what we're going through. You know how to fix it.
You know
how
to fix it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus,
Lord. Come in the room, Lord.
Come, Lord.
Jesus,
Jesus.
Help your people, Lord.
Help
us to be saved. Help us to endure, Lord.
Help
us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will look upon this broadcast. Have your way.
Have your way, Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Move
in the right way. Look on the
right
side. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to anoint her. To do your will. Look on your name. It's continued.
Jesus.
Touch
me, Lord
Jesus.
Help, Lord. Yes, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help, Jesus.
Look on the entire Christian Temple family. Touch
right
now, Lord.
Touch us.
Encourage them, Lord. Look on the pastor.
Yes. Touch him, Lord.
All about him.
You know, Lord.
Fix it, Lord.
Fix it.
Jesus. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Your elders and ministers.
Do, Lord.
Have
Do
your
it.
Way.
Have your
way. Let your will
yes.
be done.
Your will, Lord.
Jesus.
The name
We're
of
waiting.
Jesus.
We're
waiting on you. We're waiting, Jesus.
Have any victory. In the
Please,
name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name
help
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Help us. Yes, Lord.
Help Jesus.
Help
us. Lord, help, Lord.
And help Jesus.
Satan.
Right
out.
Now.
In the
cast
name
him
of
out.
Jesus.
In the name
the
of Jesus.
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus is against you. And in the
you
name of Jesus.
No power.
You have no power.
Oh,
Jesus,
God.
Jesus.
Trusting in God. We know you're able, Lord.
You're able
to take us through. Jesus. You're
able Jesus,
to take us every situation. You know all about it. You know, Lord.
You know, Lord.
Pride me out of the temptation.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You're able to bear it.
Lord, that's the Lord.
Jesus. Your grace is sufficient.
Yes,
oh,
Lord Jesus.
God, we're trusting in you. We
trust
know you're able,
Lord. You're able. Jesus.
We need you, Lord. We
yes,
need
Lord.
You right now, Lord.
We need
come
you, Jesus. Come
here
to our rescue.
Oh,
here, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Jesus. Stretch out your hand.
Take full control.
Control, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Lead us, Jesus.
Lead us.
We're waiting. Of this broadcast. Send your word tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Be blessed tonight. In
yes,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, look on your people everywhere. Touch and bless. Look on those in foreign countries.
Yes, Jesus.
Touch
right now, Jesus.
That are in captivity.
Have mercy.
Have
mercy, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You know all about it.
You know, Lord Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
We send up praises.
Yes, Jesus.
For thou art so
worthy.
You're worthy.
In holy name, Lord.
Bless our homes. Save our unchurched family members. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
And the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord, in your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God for this prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Part of the podcast is into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hamid.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, the anointing. I tell you, I thank God for the prayer and the deliverance that prayer brought about. I think I just want to, God bless you all. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hamid Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hamid. And we thank God for all of those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hamid, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer and the pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hamid. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, who led that beautiful prayer from our headquarters church, Christian Temple, which is in Camden, New Jersey. And right now, we're going to read the opening scripture taken from the 103rd number of Psalm. Excuse me, the 100 number Psalm that I meant. Forgive me. The 104th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers thyself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who
who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flaming fire, who lay the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. Thank God for reading of his word. The 104th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 13th verses. How great is our God. And I just want to give some announcements. If you would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has been broadcasted, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, title one school and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100 at gmail.com, to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title I School. Add it to the prayer list. We have Titus Edmond Sr., Romanita Cruz. We want to continue to pray for Logan, Lazar, Dumas, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Missionary Rose Mack, Angela Setti Jr., Curtis Berry, Glarnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Paul, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Elder Smith, Gregory Smith, Miss China. We want to pray for the bereaved Gale family as well. Stephanie Williams and Bree Brown family, Evangelist Cynthia's cousin, please. And if you are looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha hosts the Hope Prayer Line, Hope Ministry. The phone number is 551-258-5271, and on Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Hoff, and Sister Chris host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hogue teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. via teleconference where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840, and the access code is 182-7631. If you would like me to list any ministries, you can go to the website, on our website, and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you like your name added to the prayer list, you can leave your petition or someone else's name or petition in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Or you can text us, and I'll give you the number. Forgive me. You can call our guest line. You can call our guest line. The number is 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. And you can, if any minister would like to have remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony or you want to sing a song or give some encouraging words, you may call our guest line. Praise the Lord. Amen. And just going to sing this song. customer.
How much do I owe the Lord for dying on Calvary? How much do I owe the Lord for giving me the victory? Unworthy though I may be, He right there shows love for me, and I owe Him too much, too much to tell Him now. If it had not been for Jesus, I wouldn't have made it this far. Oh, the danger.
And he's happy when we are praising and glorifying his name. So we thank the Lord thus far. And now we're not going to prolong the time. But we have a beautiful speaker on tonight in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. She will bring us the word on tonight. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due and everyone in their respective places. I'm happy to be back on the broadcast. We thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this evening. Thank you for your prayers. We just thank God for everything that's been done thus far, the beautiful anointed prayer, also the opening scripture and the song. And I'm just thanking God. I'm happy on this Friday night. I have joy down in my soul, and I feel like giving God glory. Hallelujah. The Lord has done so many wonderful things for us. The Lord has blessed us so greatly. Amen. And I'm thankful for this broadcast because it has really been a blessing to my ministry and helping it to make it stronger and to be able to reach more than I had reached before. And I know that God is the one who did this. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Because we want to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We want people to be inspired and encouraged to accept the will of God. Amen. Amen. And that is part of this broadcast's purpose and ministry, to reach out to souls and preach the word of God in the old-time way, to hear great testimonies of victory, to worship the Lord, to sing praises unto him. Amen. Yes. And just be blessed. However God send the blessing, I'm ready to receive it. Amen.
All right.
Praise the Lord. So God has many blessings in store, and I just want to encourage you to reach out to the Lord. God is truly blessing in these last days. Things may be going on around us that are not so good, and we see a lot of trouble everywhere, but the Bible is being fulfilled. We can see that God wanted us to be prepared for times like these. And he sent his word down through the line of time so that we would understand the signs of the times, to recognize that the coming of the Lord is nigh at hand. The second coming, because he is coming back for those who are ready. Hallelujah. And that's what we're doing. We're down here trying to get ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Making preparations to go and be with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for all things. I'm not going to prolong the time, but we are going to prepare to go to the Word of God. So if you want to follow along, you can get your Bible ready. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible. And before we go into the scriptures, let us have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy, O God. We thank you for your grace toward us. We come to you, Lord, and humble ourselves, asking, O Lord, that you will speak to our hearts, that you will minister unto our souls. O Lord, we are looking unto you, and we are depending on you, Lord. We are waiting on you to move upon us, O Lord, and to bless us on this night with the blessings that we stand in need of. Lord, somebody who's listening has a special request and a need, Lord. And I pray right now that you will grant that to them, Lord Jesus. Bless them abundantly in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, somebody is sick and they need a healing. Lord, send your word and heal and make them ever with hope. We believe it right now.
Yes.
We count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So at this time, let us go to the Word of God, and I'm asking that you will pray along with me for the next few minutes as we go into the Scriptures. The first Scripture I'd like to go to is Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verses 1 through 5, and then St. John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 9. And I also would like to elaborate on a few of those scriptures throughout the chapter. There are 47 verses in that chapter. And so I would like to just move through those scriptures as the Lord leads. So let us start with Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes are healed." Now, going over to St. John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 9, the Bible reads, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath." Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the scriptures. Tonight, the title of the message is, With Jesus' Stripes, We Are Healed. And the theme is, the water is troubled. Jump in the water. Right. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for the word of God because, as I often say, there is so much in the word. It is so powerful. We can get everything we need from the word of God. Our souls can be fed. Praise the Lord. Our spirit can be strengthened and encouraged. Praise God. So at this time, when thinking on the prophecy, Isaiah began to prophesy in the 53rd chapter. And he began with a question, saying, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And that question is significant because of the unbelief down through generations. God began to make promises to the children of Israel. When these were fulfilled and right before them, they did not believe the report, and the arm of the Lord was not revealed to them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And today, there are many unbelievers in the land, and it is our purpose and goal to promulgate or proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus, he is the one who God sent to save the world from sin. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, the description of who he is and what he came to do. The second verse, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. So Jesus came into the world as a newborn babe in the flesh.
Yes.
And he, being the Word made flesh, dwelt among men. The root out of a dry ground when God sent the angel to Mary to let her know that she was blessed and highly favored. She was chosen as the vehicle for Jesus to come into the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a root out of a dry ground. This was an immaculate conception that God ordained. Hallelujah. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. There were many who hated Jesus and sought to kill him. Glory to God.
Amen.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. All of these he had acquaintance with, the rejection, the sorrow, the grief.
Yes.
And as the prophet brought out in this latter portion of the third verse, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He is despised, and we esteemed him not. So he's describing how treated Jesus when he came on the earth. Hallelujah. When he came into the world and began his ministry, there were many unbelievers. Many rejected him and also despised him. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Then the fourth verse, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. The prophet emphasizes this, saying, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Tithes of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Glory to God.
Yes, amen.
With the stripes that Jesus took, we are healed and made
healed
ever with hope. Glory to God.
Amen.
In St. John, the fifth chapter, just before that chapter, in the fourth chapter, Jesus had wrought his third miracle. Praise the Lord. There was a noble man who was in Cana of Galilee. He had a son who was at the point of death. And he heard that Jesus had come into Galilee. So he went to Jesus and he asked him to come and heal his son. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
But Jesus began to speak to the noble man and let him know, saying, go thy way, thy son liveth. Hallelujah. Oh, praise to God. And so he took Jesus at his word, and he believed the word of Jesus. So he went his way, and as he was going, the servant met him and began to say to him that his son liveth. Amen. He inquired, saying, at what hour did he start to amend? And when they told him the hour, he knew immediately that it was the same hour that Jesus said to him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Praise the Lord.
All right.
After this, there was this feast of the Jews, and Jesus left Galilee and went up to Jerusalem for this feast. Now, during that time, there was this pool there called Bethesda. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All the impotent, blind, halt, withered, whatever their condition, there was a great multitude of these folk who would come there and wait for the troubling of the water when the angel would come down at a certain season into the pool and trouble the water. So whoever was in the water first, after the troubling of the water, and they stepped in there, they were made whole of whatsoever disease they had. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But there was a man there who couldn't get in the water fast enough. He didn't have anyone to help him. When the angel would trouble the water, somebody would always jump in ahead of him. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. But when Jesus came on the scene, he saw this man and he went to him, the man a question, saying, will thou be made whole? And so the man explained his situation to Jesus, and Jesus spoke to him and said, rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Oh, glory be to God. And immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed and walked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. With Jesus' stripes, we are healed. That was his purpose for coming, and I want to know who,
Lord,
has believed our report and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. This man with this infirmity, the arm of the Lord was revealed to him, and he was made whole. But he didn't know who Jesus was. All he knew is that some man came to him and told him to take up his bed and walk. Oh, praise be to God.
Yes.
But you know, Jesus, he had a reason for everything he did. And I believe that he used this situation to get the attention of the Jews. Praise the Lord.
All right.
He knew that it was the Sabbath day, and he had told the man to take up his bed and walk, and he knew the man would be confronted by the Jews. But he really wanted to reach out to the Jews because he came to his own. He came to bring salvation to them. He came to bring healing to them. Hallelujah. And so by this, he got the response that he was looking for. The Jews, they began to say to the man that it was the Sabbath day and it was unlawful for him to be carrying his bed. Never mind that the man for 38 years had an infirmity and was not able to walk and had been cured, made whole, and he was able to walk regardless of the fact that it was the Sabbath day and he was obeying the word of Jesus. Because Jesus is the one who told him to take up his bed and walk. Oh, thank you, Lord.
That's right.
And so they immediately just wanted to correct the man, and they asked him who told him to take up his bed and walk, but at the time, the man couldn't tell them because he didn't know who Jesus was. But in the 14th verse, Jesus found the man in the temple, and he began to tell the man about his sin. He explained to him, and he emphasized the fact that he had been made whole, and he told him, sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. And many of the Jews were not telling people about their wrongdoing. They were not warning people concerning their sin. Same way people are today. They're thinking that they're all right the way they are. They keep thinking that going to be with Jesus in a sinful state. But Jesus pointed out to the man that he had been made whole and also sin no more. Because sin can bring about death. Sin can bring about infirmities, sicknesses, and diseases upon us. Hallelujah. But Jesus, he was wounded for us. Amen.
Yes,
he was bruised for us.
Yes, Lord.
He bore all these things on himself. The grief, the sorrow, everything, he is bearing it upon himself. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so Jesus, he spoke to the Jews after they had persecuted him and sought to slay him because he had done this. Oh, glory to God. Instead of giving God glory and praising God for a noteworthy miracle, people were seeking to kill Jesus because he performed the miracle on the Sabbath day. So Jesus, he began to explain about the work that the Father had given him. And this is what he was doing. God gave him that work to do. And when Jesus referred to God as his Father, oh, the Jews became more upset. And they wanted to kill him more because they believed he had blasphemed or felt like he was making himself equal with God. And so Jesus began to talk to them, saying to them that the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Oh, praise be to God. He is the Son that is given, that the prophet Isaiah began to speak about in the 9th chapter and the 6th verse.
Yes.
Saying, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of peace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus is that Son. And he's talking to the Jews because he wanted them to be saved. He wanted them to know that he was in fact the Son that was born. Amen. That child that was born, the Son that was given, the Son of promise. Glory be to God. The one that was there to die for their sins, to save them from their sins. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
And Jesus also began to point out to the Jews that the Father loved the Son and has shown him all things that himself doeth. Whatever the Father did, he showed it to the Son. And Jesus also let them know that he was going to show him greater works than what they had seen. In other words, you haven't seen anything yet. And when you see these greater works that I'm about to do, you're going to marvel at it. Oh, praise be to God. Also, the Father raised up the dead and quickened them. So Jesus said the Son quickeneth whom he will. And he could do it on the Sabbath day whenever he chooses. Because he indeed is the Lord of the Sabbath. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And God wanted the Jews to honor the Son. And so God, he committed all judgment unto Jesus. And this was because God wanted them, hallelujah, they were honoring the Father, but the Father wanted the Son to be honored as well. Because he is the one who came down here and took all those stripes for us. Hallelujah. So we are to honor the Son. Glory be to God. But the Jews were refusing to accept Jesus as the Son of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So in the 24th verse, Jesus said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. He wanted to give them life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All they had to do was hear his word and also believe on the Father who had sent him. And if they could only believe, they would have everlasting life. That's what Jesus came to give us, everlasting life. And we don't come into condemnation, but are passed from death.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to God. So Jesus began to let them know that the hour is coming when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Praise be to God. With Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Praise God. If our ears are dull of hearing, with his stripes, we are healed. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
The deafness will go away with the stripes that Jesus took, because he died that we all might be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The water is troubled now.
Yeah.
Jump in the water and be made.
Jump in the water.
Glory to God. Don't wait around, but jump on in the water and be healed. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. So Jesus, he reached out to the Jews extensively because he loved them. And he wanted them to know that he cared for them. praise God. He also sharply rebuked them. They were saying that he was bearing witness of himself. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So now they also did bear witness of John for a while, but then they shied away. Hallelujah. So John, when John came, he said, ye sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. And what is that truth? Jesus. John bear witness unto Jesus. Praise the Lord. Said, I receive not testimony from men, but these things I say that ye might be saved. That was the whole purpose. And this is why he used the healing of the man with the infirmity for 38 years. He used that to get to the Jews. He wanted to have a conversation with them. And he knew that this would prompt them to go after Jesus. Hallelujah. And so he accomplished what he set out to do. And spoke all of these words to them that they might be saved. He didn't come to destroy men's lives, but he came to save men's lives, to give life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To raise up those who were dead. Because at this time, the Jews were the ones that God had sent Jesus to. His very own. He came to his own, but they did not receive him. Oh, praise be to God. But I thank God that he had mercy. Oh, yes, Lord. He had mercy, and he reached out to everyone who would receive him. He gave them power to become the sons of God. And what a blessing it is. Oh, praise be to God. So Jesus, he told the Jews that he had a greater witness than that of John. Said, for the work which the Father has given me to finish, the same work that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. So he was telling them that God had sent him. And all the works that he was doing, those great works that they witnessed, they saw it. All of these works were bearing witness that he was sent from God. Even Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, he went out to Jesus by night. And he began to tell Jesus that he knew that he had come from God. Because of the works that they saw. They saw these great works. And they knew that it was God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
So he acknowledged that Jesus was sent from God. And the Father himself, which has sent me, has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. So Jesus began to rebuke them sharply. And he, 38th verse, and ye have not his word abiding in you. And I know that they were upset when they heard that. For whom he has sent, him ye believe not. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Oh, glory be to God. So he instructed them, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So a lot of people today, and I'm just taking a little time, they have gone on in a way so many years believing that they are all right the way they are. But whoever's listening, you have to make sure that you have accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, that you are found in the will of God.
Yes.
Unlike the Jews who were upset because someone broke the Sabbath law,
mm-hmm.
whereas they were lost and without God, without salvation. When Jesus came to them, they rejected him.
Hallelujah. Yes, they did.
Oh, glory to God. Don't let that happen to you. Search
yes.
the scriptures. Make sure that you have eternal life dwelling
yes.
in you. Hallelujah. Make sure that you have passed from death unto life and that you
yes.
have
yes.
eternal life. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. The water is troubled now.
Yes,
will
Lord.
You jump in? Glory be to God.
Right.
And be made whole. Ears will come open and you can hear the word of the Lord as the Lord is speaking to you and calling you to depart from iniquity, to come out of your
yes.
sin. To turn from your ways, hallelujah, to surrender to the will of God. Oh, glory be to God. And Jesus, he wants to give us life, but
yes,
people are still rejecting life. When
Amen.
We are healed, glory be to God. We know that everything will be all right because
yes.
Jesus, he is our healer. Jesus
yes.
took those stripes so that we
yes, he
can
did.
Be healed. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word. The word
yes.
of God
yes.
is so powerful. And Jesus, he even told them that they wouldn't even come to him that they might have life. When he's trying to offer them life, they wouldn't even come to him. They refused to come to Jesus. Will you come
Amen.
To Jesus? Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Will you examine your life and see where you stand by searching the scriptures, see if you have eternal life. The scriptures testify of Jesus. The scriptures
Amen.
All talk about Jesus. Glory be to God. Are you where you ought to be in the Lord? The Jews, they were strong believers in Moses. So they thought.
Yes.
But Jesus
yes.
pointed out, saying, had they believed Moses, then they would have believed him. Because Moses
Amen.
Wrote about Jesus. So
Amen.
They thought they believed. They thought that they were all right. They thought that they were okay. And they found out after Jesus told them that they did not have eternal life. That they didn't even have the love of God in them. That's what Jesus
Amen.
Told them. He let them know in the 42nd verse, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. Because they wanted
All
to
right.
kill. They sought to kill Jesus.
Yes, they did.
You know, when you tell people about themselves, when you
mm-hmm.
preach the word of God and let them know, they think, oh, you picking on me and, oh, you just judgmental and you're this way and that way. But the word of God
mm-hmm.
is right all by itself.
It is.
And the Jews, they were upset with Jesus, but Jesus told them the truth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He told them, you don't even have the love of God in you. Because
okay.
he knew them. He said, but I know you. Jesus knows
yes.
who we are, for glory to
yes,
God. We can claim we have this and that and everything else, but Jesus knows who who we are.
You know what
we have and what we
Amen.
Are. But who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Glory be to God. With Jesus' stripes, we are healed. Not just physically, but emotionally, mentally, financially. All
parts
are healed, completely healed.
Amen.
Can you envision the water being troubled right now in the spirit? Hallelujah. And your opportunity to jump in the water and be made whole. Whoever jumped in that water that the angel came down and troubled, while the water was troubled, if they got in there, stepped in, the first one who stepped in was made whole of whatever the disease was, whatever the sickness was.
That's
it
right.
Didn't matter. If they were blind,
didn't matter.
If they were halt, if they were whatever it was, they were made perfectly whole. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Tonight, in the spirit, the water is troubled, God.
Yes.
Do you have enough faith to believe that if you jump in the water tonight, you will be made whole of whatever your infirmities are, your sickness, your diseases, your troubles? Oh, glory to God. You will be made whole. With
Amen.
His stripes, we are healed. The water is troubled.
Mm-hmm.
Go on and jump in the water. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Maybe there's someone listening right now. You're ready. You've been waiting all this time, and you're just ready to jump on in the troubled water and be saved. You're ready now to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. You're not willing to put it off any longer, but you're tired of the way you've been living. You're tired of living in sin. You're tired of sinning against God, and you're ready to repent tonight. This is your night. Go on and repent and ask God to forgive your sins and to save you. Hallelujah. He wants to save you. Glory to God. And maybe somebody is sick in their body and they're desiring to be made whole. They're desiring for the Lord to heal them of their sickness. Oh, hallelujah. And if you can only believe tonight, I believe with you that God will heal you this night. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to God in prayer. We're going to pray the prayer of faith. Touch and agree and believe God together. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever your petitions are, your desires, come right now and let us go to God in prayer and petition the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. With our minds on Jesus and our hearts humbled before him. Let us pray unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you, Lord, and we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Lord, we pray this night that you will incline your ear and hear our cry. Oh, God, we're calling on you for healing and for salvation. Lord, please forgive sin and blot out transgression. Look on that soul that's made up their mind, Lord, and ready to surrender to your will. Look on them right now in a special way, Lord Jesus. And please, oh my God, look on that penitent heart, that heart that's broken up right now, oh God. Move upon them, Lord Jesus. Stretch forth your mighty hand, Lord. Save them, Jesus. Make them whole right now, God.
touch their mind, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord God, to live for you in the name of Jesus. Cover them under your blood, Lord, and keep them in your protection in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you, O Lord, on behalf of those who have sicknesses in their bodies. Lord, you have the power to speak the word, O God, according to your word. They shall be made whole this night in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord God, from the cancer, Lord. Heal from COVID, my God. Heal from sugar diabetes in the name of you,
Lord Jesus.
Heal all manner of diseases, all manner of sicknesses, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Heal that one, Lord, who is nearest to death. Oh, God, lay the hand of death, oh, Lord. Give them another chance. Give them a little more time, Lord Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, we're waiting on you, Jesus. We need you to stop by here for just a little while. That's your holy visitation, Lord. We're calling on you, Lord, because all power is in your hand, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
move
Jesus.
In a mighty way, Lord. And
move right now, Lord Jesus.
This whole right now, God.
Yes,
go
Jesus,
into the hospital room, Jesus. Make your holy visitation, Lord. Move, Lord. Jesus. Oh, my
right
God.
Now, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Confound Jesus. The doctors and the nurses and the medical
Lord,
professionals.
Lord.
Who says that it can't be done. Lord, you can do everything. There's nothing hard for you, oh God. Even that one who's about to take their last breath. Oh, my God, you have the power to quicken
the power
and bring them back to us. In the name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah. God, you're able to raise up the dead. But God, perform miracles and give them a testimony that they may tell your goodness in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on that one tonight, Jesus, who has pain in their body. Oh, Lord, and suffering. Have mercy, Lord, and take away the pain. In the name of Jesus, look on the souls tonight who are bereaved of their loved ones, oh God. Please, Lord, comfort and console them. Be close to them, Lord Jesus. Help them through this time, Lord. Look on all the family members. Help them, Lord, to come together and support one another. In the name of Jesus, if there are any of them that are not saved, I pray, God, that you will save them. In the name of
Jesus,
have mercy,
Lord.
Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, help your people all around the world, God. Strengthen and encourage us. Help us, Lord, to do your will. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask that you'll remember those names that were called on the prayer list. We come before you, Lord, and we intercede on their behalf. Asking, Lord, this favor that you will grant them their petition, Lord, and let it be done according to your holy will in the name of Jesus. Bless, Lord, abundantly with the blessings that they stand in need of. Oh, God, command the blessing to overtake them this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, save the lost, oh, God. Look on our family members. We're praying a special prayer for all of our family members, Lord, asking you to bless them, Lord, that you would touch their hearts and their minds. Heal, yes, oh God. Make them whole, Lord Jesus. Move upon them, oh God. Any
yes,
of them that are not saved and don't know you, Lord,
yes,
make yourself known unto them and save their souls. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Heal, Lord.
Oh, my God, we believe that we have these petitions that we brought before you this night, Lord, and we just want to thank you, Lord God, for having mercy upon us. We
thank you
for allowing us an opportunity, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your holy name.
Bless your name, Lord.
It's done right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Withered, and they were just waiting
for the moving of the water. And the angel went down at a certain time into the pool and troubled that water.
Troubled the water.
They would get in there. They would, whoever got in there first, they would get the deliverance. So I tell you, but this man that was blind, I believe it was, or the impotent man, Jesus saw him. Jesus told him to rise up, take up his bed, and walk. He didn't even have to jump in the water because Jesus came by and told him to rise and take up his bed and walk. He didn't get a chance to jump in that water. He was in trouble. But God came along. Jesus came along and did the work. So I tell you, all we have to do is take God at his word and believe him. That was a beautiful message. The anointed prayer that was prayed, if you just believe, it's done. The work is done. I don't care if she named the different names, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart trouble with the arteries, all these things. God can heal them, but we just have to take faith and just take God at his word and believe him for our healing. And it didn't say you had to be saved to believe.
All right. All right. Amen.
All you have to do is take a little faith. Use the little bit of faith you got. Some people feel like I don't have that much faith. But that little bit that you have, use it and put it to work. And the work will be done in your life for you. So we thank the Lord for that beautiful message on tonight coming through Dan Sumlin, saying to her, continue to let the Lord have his way and keep hammering on the wall and preaching the word of God. Somebody will believe the word of God and receive their deliverance. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. I'd say I'm enjoying the word of God. I'm enjoying the remarks. Thank God also for the prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell and the prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. At this time, I don't have any other announcements, but we're going to go ahead and give the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming from Evangelist Khadija and also Evangelist May. And we do thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show tonight. And I can say with truth that he truly has done great and mighty things. And I want to encourage everyone listening to take the word of God in and apply it to your life. Live by it each and every day. And that faith, just keep working on that faith. You might believe a little bit, but just keep on believing. And don't stop believing until you see God. Hallelujah. Don't waver in your faith, but be firm and fixed in the faith, waiting on the move of God. So they had to wait until a certain time for the water to be troubled. But they had faith to believe that when that water was troubled and they were going to get in there, they were going to be made whole. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So this is, things may not happen right away for us. Doesn't mean that God is not working on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is in the process of blessing us. So we want to make sure that we go ahead and jump on in the water while the water is troubled. Amen. Praise God. So just thank God. I feel good down in my soul. I thank God for the broadcast. I just feel stirred up. Amen. But I thank God also for my sister, Rita. She might be listening. Just want you to know, sister, I love you. And I thank God for you. Be encouraged. And I really enjoyed talking to you yesterday. Amen. And also my brother-in-law, Marty. Praise God. So we just thank the Lord. Maybe there's somebody who would like to, as was stated, would like to give a testimony on the broadcast. use the guest line. And if you are clergy and you want to have remarks, feel free to use our guest line. So, Evangelist Khadijah, could you give that guest line out one more time?
Yes, I will. The phone number is 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408.
Amen. So if not for this time, maybe for the next time, use that guest call-in line. Amen. And then you can be live on the broadcast. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for you and for your patience and also for your prayers and your love. We want you to know that we are praying for you, and we thank God for every one of you for your support. Praise the Lord. Evangelist May, do you have anything additional?
Yes, I just want to make mention to say happy birthday to Deacon Tyler.
Happy birthday.
Yes. He's on the line. Happy birthday.
Praise the Lord. Happy birthday, Deacon Tyler, if you're listening in. God bless you. Evangelist Khadijah, do you have anything additional? No. All right. Well, that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I was on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, happy birthday to Sister Diane Reagan.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And my son, Ronald.
Oh, well, praise the Lord. We got birthdays on this day. Well, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for all those who have a birthday today. Even if you're listening and today is your birthday, we just want to say happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. Until then, may the Lord continue to bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.